prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 4 November 2024, the day before the day. We'll see what happens, but that's not going to be in this year's discussion. We're going to talk to Michael Snyder in just a few minutes, a gentleman that I highly respect. With the articles he writes, information he puts out is so phenomenal. He does it every day, sometimes two or three times a day. I don't know how he does it. Before I go there, though, a couple things I want to make mention of. Don't forget, we're offering our new catalog for fall and winter. Remember, called Decision Catalog. If you want one, it's just to write, just call us and let us know. We'll send you one. Leave your name and address. And please leave your phone number, too, in case we cannot understand your address. And sometimes they come back to us, even if we do. So get call at 800-773-4404-846-4448, and just leave your name and number, and leave your address and phone number too, please. We'll get a catalog out to you. And we're going to offer a couple books this month. We get a lot of questions about this issue. Is Christmas Christian? We offer a little book for that, folks. Is Christmas Christian? And I get asked, just asked the other day, too, is cremation Christian? We've got two little booklets on that, and that we're going to offer them both to you for $15. That's savings about $4. Not a lot, but it's a savings. But it's Christmas Christian. If you want the truth, get the book. If you want the truth about cremation, get the book. If you don't, then please don't get them, because it's going to just going to upset you. But $15 for both of them. Call them the same numbers. Use credit card, debit card, or write to us. Either one. It's Christmas Christian, and it's cremation Christian. Now, some very important prayer question tonight. A very dear friend of ours, named Alan, daughter, and his son-in-law's house burned this past Sunday, and it's a total loss. So would you mind keeping Marcus and Tina in your prayers, please, that somehow or another they'll pull through this mess, folks? That's devastation, no matter what you say. It's really rough, and I mean that. And don't forget, if you don't mind, to keep my wife, Marcia Jean, in prayer. Took her to the hospital at 4 o'clock Saturday morning. She had a blood clot in the back of her right knee, and her blood pressure was 232 over 112. Blood pressure is down. They put her on a blood thinner, which I really hate that, but it is what it is. Had to be done. So keep Marcia in your prayers, please, for healing. Folks, I have to be quite honest with you. It'd be awful hard to do without her around here. It really would. And my brother, Dick, is having some very serious problems with his back for quite a while. He had to go to the ER this morning early. And if my brother goes to the ER, you know he's in pain. He has 3 cracked vertebrae in the lower part of his back. He's almost 75 years old. They can't do anything to fix it, just got to heal on its own. But also, He's been having his, his bladder had moved since yesterday morning. He couldn't urinate, so they put a catheter in him, sent him home with a catheter in him, waiting for your urologist to call him to make an appointment with, for them to come and see him. He lives by himself. He does help from a local family there. But keep my brother Dick in prayer, if you don't mind, also. And one more. I won't mention a name, but a very, very dear friend of mine's mom needs prayer for salvation. They're getting ready to put her in a nursing home, and she gets upset when you talk about salvation. She needs salvation badly. Please keep this lady in prayer for salvation, please. And my brother, of course, for his problems, and Marsha for his, and Roxanne also. I said, no, some pretty heavy prayer requests tonight, folks, but we need to remember that prayer is a very powerful tool to use for God's glory and for those around us. And believe me, folks, I do believe. I know that no matter what happens tomorrow, our nation is not going to heal. I'm sorry, don't want to disappoint you, but it's not. It's going to be that they've caused division to the point now that no matter who wins, there's going to be a hellish time to pay for a long time in the future. But that's not our discussion tonight. That's not it. So be much in prayer about that. Much in prayer about that also. Be prayer that the God, Lord, would guide us, teach us, help us, strengthen us, give us wisdom and knowledge. We are heading into perilous times, folks. Already there. And our guest tonight, Michael Snyder, is, in my mind, one of the best writers I've ever read on what's happening in the world with economics and everything else. He's really a well-written young man. I don't know how he does it. I really don't. He keeps up with everything he does, plus all the writing he does. Michael Snyder, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch.
It is good to have you, sir. Just for the new listeners that don't know who you are, tell them who you are, a little bit of bio about Michael Snyder.
I went to law school, the University of Florida Law School, many years ago, Pastor Butch. And after that, I moved back up north to my old stomping grounds, and I actually worked in Washington, D.C. as an attorney for a number of years. And I was close enough where I could literally walk past the White House when I would take a break for lunch or whatever. And so, Pastor Butch, I got to be there kind of in the belly of the beast. And the spiritual atmosphere in Washington, D.C., it's unbelievable how oppressive it is, you know, because, you know, I could literally feel the evil in Washington, D.C. in those days. And in those days, I wasn't writing. Nobody knew who I was. Nobody cared who I was. I was just seeking God because I wanted to do something. And I thought, what in the world could I do to make any sort of a difference? So eventually I started writing. And at first you could have measured my audience with a microscope, but I stuck with it. I kept going. And eventually it built and built and built. And eventually I started the Economic Collapse blog. That's where most people know me from, and End of the American Dream. And I've got the most important news. And now I actually engage with more people through my Substack than anything else today. So today, every month, my materials go out to people in more than 100 different countries all over the globe. But I left Washington, D.C. long ago. And God moved me and my wife out to the mountains here in the middle of nowhere. And from the middle of nowhere, we're literally touching people all over the globe for his kingdom. And I praise God for that. Amen. And go ahead, Pastor Butch.
I said, amen. I just agree with you. Amen.
Yeah. And God makes a way where there is no way. And he uses ordinary people like me, ordinary people like you, to do extraordinary things for him. And so I've been writing now for many years, you know, for well over a decade, and been blessed to, be able to have such an impact all over the globe. But now, Pastor Butch, we are literally at a time when at such a critical turning point, I believe a perfect storm. We're about to see so much unleashed in this nation. I mean, it's kind of, here we are, we're speaking to one another on the eve of this election, Pastor Butch. And I totally agree with what you said during the introduction to the show. where you told people no matter who wins, there's going to be chaos. And I've been warning about people about this for months, you know. But, you know, for conservatives, for Christians, for patriots, the narrative is going to be, well, if Kamala Harris wins, oh, boy, we're in trouble. And I agree with that. But on the other hand, the overwhelming narrative is going to be if Trump wins, America is saved. Everything's going to be wonderful. Everything's going to be great. Well, no, everything's not going to be great. As you noted,
Amen.
Oh, go ahead, Pastor Butch.
Amen. I agree. I mean, I totally agree. And I have to I've been preaching, Michael, for almost 50 years. I've been on the radio almost this March, make 32 years on radio. And I've watched this nation deteriorate all the years I've been preaching, all the years I've been on the radio. And I've come to the conclusion that it's because for many, 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 many decades, we voted for the lesser of evils. And the Bible says, though leaven leaveth the whole lump. Every time you vote for a lesser of evil in one administration, the next time you vote for, again, between the two worse evils, but the lesser one you vote for, it gets worse and worse and worse. And look where we are today. The Bible tells us very clearly how to select men to rule over us, and it's not Republicans or Democrats. I just did a teaching this past weekend in Bible study on political idolatry, and that's what's killed our nation big time. But you wrote some articles, and you do so much right on so many different issues. It's really amazing to me. And would it be fair to say that our nation and our world are going through perilous times? Would that be a fair statement?
Well, it's definitely perilous times. In Matthew 24, Jesus warned about what things will be like in the days before his return. And he, you know, one of the things he warned about was wars and rumors of wars. And we can talk about four major hotspots during the program tonight where things are just erupting all over the globe. Whoever wins the presidency is going to have to deal with potentially multiple major wars erupting all at the same time. Then, you know, we've also got natural disasters. Like since I was last on with you, we had that horrible thing about Hurricane Helene. The devastation is so immense that it was just reported that half the people that called FEMA last week, you know, the hurricane in North Carolina was over a month ago, but just last week, the people that called in to get help from FEMA, they didn't even get their calls answered because they're so overwhelmed with people in need and FEMA's not getting the job done there. But in addition to natural disasters, you know, we've got major economic problems all over the globe. And then there's election chaos. You know, we're going to have, they're boarding up the windows all over Washington, D.C. right now. Washington State has called out the National Guard, especially if Trump wins. The left is going to go absolutely nuts. So we're going to see societal chaos, civil unrest. We've already got crime off the charts. We've got, and over the past 4 years, we brought in millions upon millions upon millions of illegal immigrants into this country. And if Trump wins, all of a sudden these illegal immigrants are going to be told, hey, Trump is going to deport you. Trump hates you. Trump wants to get rid of you. So they're going to join in with the millions upon millions upon millions of leftists that are going to be going nuts. They're going to be joined by the illegal immigrants. No one's going to be able to control that, Pastor Butch. And
no,
if President Trump tries to bring in the National Guard or tries to do something to stop the chaos, and well, it's just going to confirm to them that everything that they were saying about Trump was true. They're going to say, look, he's bringing in the military. Look, he's a dictator. Look, he wants to take us away, you know. So, and that's just going to fuel them even more. So
well, it is. And if Harris wins, it's going to be chaotic because there will be another stolen election, whether it is or not. That's going to be claimed. So I don't see any peace way through this. And you know, that in itself is scary enough. But the article that you wrote today about businesses, or a couple of days ago, 48% of them couldn't even pay their rent in their buildings. Small businesses couldn't even pay their rent. Only 50% of them cannot pay their rent. That doesn't bode well for the economy, no matter who wins, does it?
Not at all, Pastor Butch. And the whole premise of my article is we've got a lockdown economy without the lockdowns. Because if you go back to March 2021, right at the peak, right in the heart of the pandemic. We had all the lockdowns all over the country, really hurting the economy. At that time, 49% of small business owners in the United States could not pay their rent. And it was horrible, but it was just temporary because the lockdowns went away or were eased, and eventually things got a bit better. But today, just last month, 48% of all small business owners in the United States couldn't make their rent payments, the highest that we've seen since that time of March 2021. So we're back to the horrible conditions for small business owners where they can't pay their rent. About half of them in the entire country can't pay their rent. So we're back to that condition, but we don't have the lockdowns to blame this time around. So we've got the lockdown economy without the lockdowns. So what is that all about? But, you know, what we've got is we've got restaurants closing all over the country.
Oh, yes.
Wendy's just shut down a bunch of locations. TGI Fridays just filed for bankruptcy. We've got retailers shutting down and going out of business like crazy. The Joann crafting chain that so many women enjoy. I've actually been dragged in there a few times over the years, but that just declared bankruptcy this week. You know, so we're seeing all these businesses
Tupperware declared bankruptcy. Tupperware went out.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're seeing just this massive surge in bankruptcies right now, and it's very alarming, Pastor Butch.
It is. And I don't want to dishearten anybody, but maybe if I wanted to raise more money and build a mega church and buy me a couple of jet airplanes, I could learn to preach the so-called gospel the way that some of them do it and make bunches of money. But I never could do that. I have a tendency to tell the truth the way it is and not try to candy coat things. I'm not a cotton candy preacher. I don't like to be all fluff and no substance. I have to tell the truth. America is going down. I mean, we really are seeing a time now when Russia is getting really ticked off at us because of what we're doing with wanting Ukraine to join NATO. And I mean, they're on the verge of really making a move we may regret. We know that Iran, last time I had reports from a very good source, had 1,500 missiles on their launchers ready to be launched into Israel. And some of them have moved into Iraq to get a little bit closer. According to what I understand, there's about 7,000 missiles available to Iran. So 1,500 is a fifth or sixth of what they actually have to launch. If they do that, Israel is going to retaliate, and only God knows how severe and what that's going to bring. So we are on the verge of something huge, and on top of all that, we have an election that's so contentious that we have them calling each other garbage and all kind. I mean, we are on the verge of America falling apart, Michael. I can't help it. It really is. We no longer have a common bond in America. When I grew up, and I'm not old you are, in the 50s, America wasn't perfect, and we were on a bad road already, but we had a common bond in the neighborhood. I don't care what your last name was, or where you come from. We all lived as neighbors. That's all changed. We don't no longer have that common bond. We have division between races and illegals and Americans getting fed up feeding those illegals. We have all kinds of situations. We have LGBTQ threatening to burn. They are burning down. They are burning churches. We're seeing this happening right now. And then election coming up tomorrow. Then no matter who wins, hell's going to break loose. Now that's not a pleasant thing to look at, is it?
Oh, it's definitely not. And you talk about a common bond. I grew up in the 1970s and 1980s. And, you know, I remember the days when, well, first of all, you know, my father would go off to work and my mother stayed home. And, you know, you could support a middle class family on one income. And that was the case with many in my neighborhood. But, you know, and all the kids would go play in the street and then a car would come and we'd get out of the way and then the car would pass and we'd go back into the street and play some more. You know, but there were kids in the street and we played together and we were united. Of course, we're so divided today and you don't see kids playing in the streets or the parks are mostly empty. And it's a very sad time.
You see kids today going with what they call them, flash mobs and robbing stores or whatever. Go ahead.
You do, you know, and you know, and you know, in so many cases, you got the mother and the father out working because they have to just to pay the bills. You know, I just, you know, continuing on the theme of the economy, I just wrote this article about the, you know, how the Social Security Administration, they just came out every year, they update the wage statistics. So they updated the final wage statistics for last year. And the median wage in this country last year was $43,222.81. In other words, half of all Americans made less than that. Half of all Americans made more than that. Now, in old days, you go back a few decades, that would have been a pretty good wage. But today, you know, that doesn't cut it because there was a recent study that came out, Pastor Butch, that found that it now takes more than $100,000 a year for a typical U.S. household to live the American dream in all 50 states. And in 29 of those states, it actually takes more than $150,000 a year to live the American dream, to live a middle-class lifestyle. And the lowest state, Mississippi, it cost $109,516 to live the American dream, a middle-class lifestyle. So if you're not making $100,000 or your household isn't bringing that much money in, you're not part of the American dream at this point. So, but my point is, if you're making the median wage of about $43,000 a year, and then if your wife is too, well, that only adds up to about $86,000 a year, even if you're both working full-time all year long at the median wage, which means half the country is below you. Well, even if you both are bringing that kind of income in, you're still not close to living the American dream, to living a middle-class lifestyle. So my point is, Pastor Butch, where when I was growing up, most of the country was living a middle-class lifestyle, even with one parent, like the father off to work. My family still lived a middle-class lifestyle. But today, you got in most families, you get the mother and the father out there working, and most of the country is not living a middle-class lifestyle.
That's true. That's very true. And I live in West Virginia, we're the second poorest state in the country, and that's a fact. Not bragging or complaining, just the way it is. Of course, that does keep a lot of illegals out. There's nothing here for them to come for. But the $43,000 around here is a fairly high income for a lot of people in this area. It really is. So I guess people are used to living on less. But the point of it is, you're right. I do a lot of research on economics because I sometimes do a radio show with Melody Cedarstrom on her broadcast, and we discuss economics and issues. And what a dollar would buy back in took the silver dollar in 1964 and 65. What a dollar could buy back in the early 60s, it takes about 30 and buy the same thing now. So that does tell us something about our incomes. Nobody, I don't think, back in 30 times they did back then in the 1960s. So this is where we are in America today. We're hurting desperately for a lot of different reasons. But now with this election coming tomorrow, no matter who wins, the other side's going to have a hissy fit, and I can see that happening. I don't like thinking about that, but it's going to happen. And with the wars bulging, ready to explode and all over the globe, especially with Russia and Ukraine and the Middle East, and America can't even feed itself now. We can't take care of ourselves. We don't raise our own food any longer. We don't make our own clothing. I mean, we don't even make our own parts for our military. So, I mean, how much weaker can we get?
Yeah, it's frustrating, and so much of America's power is based on the dollar or based on our economic performance is really the base of our national power, and it's been declining for a long time. And you know, I would go on shows like yours or different shows and rant and rave about the Federal Reserve creating trillions of dollars out of thin air and pumping it into the system. And I'd rant and rave about our politicians spending trillions upon trillions upon trillions of dollars that we didn't have, borrowing and spending giant mountains of money. And I'd rant and rave about it, but not that many people cared. But the truth is, every time our leaders did these things, it's a tax. Because when they do these things that are inflationary, It eats away at your purchasing power. It eats away at your standard of living. And our standard of living has been going down for a very long time. So when, you know, I've been writing about the economic collapse all these years, and it's been happening, this long-term economic collapse eating away at our standard of living. It's gotten to the point where there was a recent Wall Street Journal poll, and they found that only about a third of all Americans believe the American dream is still alive. Most of the country believes that it's dead because they can't experience it. One of the biggest reasons is because the cost of housing, national home prices, have risen 45% over the last 4 years, you know, out of reach of most people. The rents... Last month, the median rent in the U.S. was $2,050 a month. You know, who can afford to pay more than $2,000 a month just for rent? You know, so people are having, most of the country's living paycheck to paycheck because they can't afford rent or they can't afford to buy a home. And that's where most of the country is, because these housing prices have gone up far, far higher, more rapidly than our paychecks have, and people need to connect the dots. Our standard of living is going down. Our dollars are purchasing less. We are being increasingly divided into the haves and the have-nots, and it's rapidly getting worse. And that's why, Pastor Butch, the economy is really the number one issue in this election. The surveys have found, yeah, people are concerned about illegal immigration, and rightly so, and abortion and other things. But really, the economy is the number one thing, because people realize, hey, I'm not doing as good as I did 4 years ago, or I'm not doing as good as I did 10 years ago or 20 years ago. You know, most of the country, it has been going downhill economically in terms of standard of living. The middle class has been shrinking. And, yes, you know, you've got a small group at the top doing really well. Middle class is shrinking, then we've got poverty, homelessness, exploding hunger, super long lines at the food banks. I wrote about this recently in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. The demand at the food banks is off the charts. It's basically, in some cases, even worse than it was during the COVID pandemic. The people going to the food banks.
And they're running out of food. They're running out of food. A local group here helps people pay their power bills and can't afford to pay them. They're out of funds. They already got posted a sign, we can't help anybody, we're broke. This has already happened. We're just, winter's not even started yet.
It's not even starting yet, and now, you know, in terms of our economic problems, as I've been documenting, they're starting to accelerate. We got banks shutting down hundreds of branches all over the nation. The delinquency rate on mortgage-backed securities on the office buildings and so forth is, as I wrote about today, is going off the charts, and that's going to get the banks even more in trouble. So many things, just with the economics, Pastor Butch, we're reaching a boiling point with our economic problems, just as this election's coming, just as we're about to go into all this civil unrest, especially if Trump wins. And so all these things together, and we can talk about war during the second half of the program, because that's a huge theme going to be in as well. But all these things are coming to a crescendo all at once, Pastor Butch.
Oh, wow, it is. It is. And we're going to break in a second. But I was just discussing with my wife today, our friend, I just heard you mention a prayer request, a friend of ours, house burned. And I was telling her, you know, I looked at her insurance, and what I insured the house for when I bought it many years ago, wouldn't even buy the material to rebuild this house. But, you know, my insurance has been up over the years anyway without me adding anything to it. How does anybody afford to add enough with inflation to cover the cost of housing now? How can they do that and afford the insurance at the same time? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, every type of insurance has gone up dramatically. Home insurance, car insurance, especially health insurance. I mean, it's just off the charts what it costs people each month, you know. And all those have been increasing much faster than paychecks have, incomes have.
They have.
So everywhere you turn, we're being squeezed.
All right, hang on through the break. A lot more to talk about, folks. Your questions, comments this next half hour. It's your broadcast, too, next half hour. If you don't call, it's your fault. 844-769-2944. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store with foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Numana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Numana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. And I know tonight's program has been hard-hitting and hard in information. But, brothers and sisters, we can't afford to tease each other and think everything's going to be all right. I don't care who you're going to vote for tomorrow as far as what you think. Well, if so-and-so gets in, they'll change it. Yeah, they'll change the country. It's going to go in the same direction. Oh, they'll change it. I'll take it back. They'll make it worse. Both of them is going to head down. There's no turning this around now. America economically cannot be turned around. Morally, she's finished. It can't be done. It's not going to happen. And I understand people grasping at straws. I understand that. We've all done that. We got to hold on. We got to go for the lesser of evil because it may just slow things down. Folks, I wish I could agree with that, but I can no longer do that. I've been doing this too long. I've been alive too long. Seen too many things to think, well, I'll just vote for this, close my eyes, and just like when I remember when George Bush Jr. was elected, I remember people saying, we got a Christian in office, we're okay. Look what happened to that administration. Are we that foolish enough to think it's going to change because Trump gets in or Harris gets in? Are we that naive to believe that that's going to all of a sudden get all better? We're going to go back to what was 30, 40 years ago or longer back. Do you think it's a reasonable thing to think about, Michael? I mean, we're not going to back clock up 30, 40 years, are we?
Oh, no, we're not. And whoever comes in is going to have to deal with all these wars which are erupting all over the planet. And I don't know that anyone's going to be able to stop the kind of the spiral of events which is starting to unfold right in front of our eyes. You know, you mentioned the Middle East earlier, Iran and Israel, where right now we're getting reports Iran is going to strike back. They're going to hit Israel again, because Israel launched their attack. Now, Iran saying, we're going to hit you back, and it's going to be big. And there were concerns it might come before the election or about the time of the election. But everyone knows it's coming soon. And then Israel's already said, hey, Iran, if you hit us, we're going to hit you even more than we hit you last time. And the White House has told Iran, hey, we're not going to be able to restrain Israel this time. It's not going to be limited this time. So, you know, you better not do it. But so, Pastor Butch, it looks like we're really on the verge of the type of apocalyptic conflict between Israel and Iran that I've been writing about all these years. But we're right on the verge of it because, you know, once these missiles start flying back and forth, you know, it may become at some point impossible to stop it from becoming kind of the final showdown between these two powers. Meanwhile, Israeli forces have already started to move into southern Lebanon. Hezbollah said that means all-out war, and they're fighting, they're hitting each other, and we saw the pagers explode. We saw the leader of Hezbollah assassinated, and so forth. And then Israel's still fighting Hamas in the south, and the Houthis and Israel have been going back and forth. And in fact, the last time Israel hit Iran, it was the biggest attack by Israel on Iran that we've ever seen. At the same time, Israel bombed a bunch of locations inside Syria as well. You didn't hear a lot about that in the news. But Israel also hit a bunch of places in Syria and actually has been bombing Syria on a pretty regular basis for a while. So Syria is involved in this whole thing as well. But this Middle East thing has the potential to get really out of hand. And I believe that eventually we're going to see weapons used in the Middle East, unconventional weapons, which will shock the entire globe.
Well, we do know that on another war front, Ukraine and Russia, Ukraine wants to join NATO. And Russia said if you do, there'll be a war. And that's just basically what it boils down to. We know that the EU is telling its people to prepare for war and start stocking up some food. Now, this, folks, I'm not making this up. This is all for real. This is a world living today. It's fulfilling scripture. So, yeah, it's a little bit scary. But it's fulfilling Christ's words in Matthew 24 and Luke 17. It's fulfilling his words. I urge you tonight as a pastor to please make sure that your heart's right with Christ. Above everything else, be absolutely sure that you've been born again, spirit-filled, and hungry for the word of God to walk close to him. Because this chaos is going to be so nasty that many, many people, according to Luke, their heart's going to fail them out because of fear. That doesn't mean you're going to die of a heart attack necessarily, but they're going to lose all courage. And the first one cast into hell, according to Revelation, are the fearful. This is all part of, folks. Make sure your heart's right with Christ, that you're trusting in him, and not in what Trump can do or Harris can do or anyone can do outside of Christ himself. Because this world is not going to go back to what it used to be. It's impossible. We come too far in the wrong direction. America's sinned way beyond redemption already, with nearly 100 million dead babies killed in the womb. Now, that's a fact. So this is where we are. Settle yourself down. Get right with Christ. Ask the Lord to guide you through this, because it's going to be a rough ride ahead. Michael, go ahead. We'll take some phone calls. I promise you, folks, get your phone calls in a minute. Michael, go ahead. I know that you are, again, one of the best, in my mind, you're probably one of the top three writers in the country right now that shares information and almost hits it on the head every time. And to see what you're saying with the businesses can't even pay the rent. In order to live that somewhat American dream, you got to make over 100 grand a year to do that just to be called an average citizen, what it was back in the 50s. This is America today, and the people are stressed because of their finances. They're stressed because of what's happening in the political arena. They're stressed because of what's happening with the crime in the streets and the illegals coming in, bringing gangs in, taking over city blocks. And I mean, we're seeing this happen. People are getting angry, and I understand the anger. They're tired of this. I'm trying to make a scenario here to make the point that this is why people's hearts are going to fail because of fear. They're going to lose courage because they're going to be overwhelmed, aren't they?
Yeah, there's so much anger and frustration in this country right now, but because of all the things you just mentioned. And now we're literally on the verge of World War III. You mentioned Ukraine, where the Russians are gaining territory more rapidly than they have since the invasion in 2022. They're gobbling up settlements, gobbling up towns, moving forward. Now North Korean troops have been introduced. And then the U.S. just came out and U.S. officials said, hey, if North Korean troops are getting involved, well, we might just let Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky do what he wanted to do and take U.S. missiles provided by us, and fire them deep into Russian territory at Russian cities, you know, like Moscow and so on, you know. And then the Russians have said, hey, if Ukraine is firing U.S. missiles at our cities, you know, we're going to consider that an attack from NATO, from the United States, and we can fire back in kind. In fact, we might respond to missiles hitting our cities by using nuclear weapons. You know, we are literally closer to nuclear war with Russia than we've ever been before. Meanwhile, President Xi Jinping of China just came out on TV, all dressed out in military gear, military fatigues, and he boldly declared, hey, Chinese military, you need to prepare for war. Now, no one's going to attack China, so why is he saying China needs to prepare for war? Well, it's because they're thinking about going into Taiwan. In fact, they just held big military exercises where they practiced surrounding Taiwan with warships and flying planes around Taiwan, basically practicing what a blockade of Taiwan would look like, and that would be the first step toward invasion. And the moment that China invades Taiwan, or the moment that China even blockades Taiwan, we will be at war with the Chinese. Most Americans don't realize this. Meanwhile, on the Korean Peninsula, North Korea is really upset. They just bombed this road. This road had been constructed to someday reunify South Korea and North Korea. This major war was meant to link the two halves of the Korean Peninsula. But North Korea got fed up. They said, hey, we're bombing this road. They bombed it into oblivion. And they said, and they're openly threatening to invade South Korea. Now, if North Korea, which has a much more powerful military, invades South Korea, the only way that South Korea survives is if we get directly military involved on a massive scale. So whoever becomes president, Pastor Butch, is going to be facing a potential war, a potential second Korean war, a war with North Korea, which, by the way, just tested a nuclear missile with enough range to easily hit the continental United States. So we could be potentially facing war with North Korea, war with China over Taiwan, war with Russia, and then also if Iran and Israel start going at it all out war, we'll probably be involved in that war too. So we could potentially facing four major wars in the next presidency. And meanwhile, our Congress, they just had a hearing where the whole topic of discussion was the fact that the U.S. military is not prepared to fight one major war
There you go. Right. That's exactly right. Now, I do know that the U.S. also said they're contemplating giving South Korea nuclear weapons. So, yeah, folks, this is heating up. And I was going to get ready to ask a question. How do we fight the war on three, four different fronts? We can't even fight one war. America's military, folks, is almost irrelevant any longer. I'm sorry. I'm just telling the truth. We no longer have what we used to have. And by the way, if you don't believe me, read Ezekiel 38 and 39. If you want to read America's future, I've said this a dozen times. Very few people listen to me. Ezekiel 38 and 39 is all about America. So read it for yourself. If you don't believe me. Let's take a phone call. Let's go talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you for taking my call, Butch.
You're welcome.
Something that came to my mind today. When I used to live in St. George, Utah, we weren't too far out of Vegas. And I can remember feeling the spirit in the sky. The sky is just full of spirits. It's just a dark feeling in the skies. The same feeling happened today. And I don't, you know, look for these things. But as the Holy Spirit reveals things to me, that there's been a gate open, or gateways or stargates open, that this world is being flooded with demonic kingdom or the dark kingdom. Satan's throne is already established, and they are taking control. It doesn't matter who wins tomorrow, because the Communist Party, which is the Democrats, they're going to do what they want, and the Socialist Party, which is the Republicans, they're going to do what they want, and there's not going to be any changes. And they all are in love with death. Republican and Democrat both. They love death. They're looking forward to death.
You know that, but I'll interrupt you, but that's a good point. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. I mean, a really good point. The so-called elite of the world, Michael, actually want these wars. They really think that they can survive them and come out ahead. As Smedley Butler once wrote in a book many years ago, war's a racket. People make money off of war. So there's people out there that actually want war to profit by it, and they actually think that they can come out, they can exist through it and come out on top. Anything you want to say about that, Michael, very quickly?
Yeah, a tremendous case of war fever is sweeping the globe, but particularly Washington, D.C. And no matter who wins the presidency, the military-industrial complex is still going to be immensely powerful and will be there. Our Congress on both sides of the aisle is going to be packed with people that love war, that want to continue war, that want to provoke our enemies. So 2024 was a year of war. 2025 is going to completely take things to the next level, Pastor Butch.
Wow. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I agree with you, guest. I mean, this is going to keep escalating and escalating. And this is what Satan wants. I know that people are saying that Satan's, he's in hell, bound in chains, and he can't do nothing. And I'm sorry, he can. Jesus might have took his tools away from him, but he still has a lot of power. And it just keeps going. We're going to have to choose which God we're going to serve. Because when this really escalates, and when it gets out of control, we're going to have to choose sides. We're going to either have to choose walking with Christ or walking with the devil. There's no in-between. There's one or the other.
You don't want, too much longer. The Second Thessalonians chapter 2 says it. Unless the people believe the truth of salvation, that God himself will send a strong delusion, so believe a lie and be damned. You don't wait too much longer, people. We're running out of time.
Yeah, definitely. And if you think of Ezekiel chapter 8, how the church is so deep into witchcraft, so deep into occultism, doing dark things in corners of the church or the tabernacle, at that time the temple... You'd be surprised what's happening in churches today.
I agree.
And what's taking
Good
place.
Call, Joe. Good call.
Yes.
Thank you. Anything else?
You're welcome.
All right.
No,
Thank
I just
you.
Think that everybody needs to get their spiritual house in order because there's nothing we can
completely.
Do to change this. We
totally
can't vote
agree.
It out. Just get,
All right,
get
folks.
Yourself right with the Lord.
We've got some lines open, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. The lines are open. We love new callers, by the way. Everybody's welcome to call. But we love first-time callers because we know people out there listening. But all those who hear this all over the Northwest on ACN over the weekend, I know you can't call in live, but I want to thank you for being there also. And those listening all over the world and on archive even, thanks a lot for being there with us. I do appreciate it. And again, Michael, I don't like to come in here and just dump all this stuff. But if we don't have ourselves prepared spiritually, mentally, and physically, we're going to be – it's like getting blindsided or playing football. You just play a little football, and if you saw it coming, you kind of can set yourself for it. But you don't see it coming to hit you from the side. You don't see it coming. It hurts more because you weren't ready for it. That's what I'm trying to say about this. It's coming. It's already started. And if you're struggling right now just to get by, what's going to happen when the economy totally bombs out – or somebody drops a nuclear bomb somewhere, anywhere in the world, and it spreads to New York City, Miami, Florida, Los Angeles, San Francisco. What would happen if somebody put a dirty nuke off in Washington, D.C.? Wow. Go ahead.
Oh, I agree, Pastor. Pastor Butch, we are headed into unprecedented times, and people need to realize, look, we're not preaching doom and gloom, because for those of us that are believers, we've got a future ahead of us, and an ending to our story that is far greater than anything that Hollywood ever dreamed up, and we've got, in terms of what is ahead of us, in the when we get to heaven, we get to be with the Lord for eternity, it is greater than I even have the words to even describe. So that is what is ahead of us. But before we get there, we got the birth pains. We got the things we got to go through. And Jesus warned that, hey, we've got a time. It's going to be the most difficult time in all of human history. You look, if people say, well, what is coming in our future? Let me tell you what's coming in our future. If you look in the book of Revelation, because we are the book of Revelation, Revelation generation. And if you look in the book of Revelation, just during the seal judgments, a fourth of the world's population dies just during the seal judgments in the book of Revelation. Today, there's approximately 8 billion people alive on this planet. So we're talking about approximately 2 billion people dead just during the seal judgment. So this is where all this is eventually heading, the war and everything else that's talked about in the book of Revelation, Jesus warned about Matthew 24. So when we're talking about all these wars and the apocalyptic things that were coming, we're not exaggerating. We really are living in the end times. Right. And these things are coming. And yeah, that's bad news, but it's also good news because we got to go through all these things of it and to get to the end of the story. And the end of the story, we get to be with Jesus forever and ever.
Amen. Hey, man, let's take another call from Ohio. Let's talk to Gene. Gene, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch. I just want to make 2 points, and then I'll hang up. Listen off and run your time short. Anyway, a while back, there was an earthquake by a small island that altered the axis of the earth. You may recall that. It was about a year or so ago. Lobbing those nuclear bombs would probably have much greater effect than that. That's the one point. And I would hope they would consider that, those people in power. The other point is I was walking up an alley today in Blair, Ohio. This is November 4th. And as I walked along, there was a grasshopper going along right with me. And this is November, so with all the other problems we have, we don't need grasshopper plagues. Thank you.
All right, Gene, good call.
Bless you.
Good call. Bye-bye. Thank you. Any comments on the earthquakes on that, Michael?
Yeah, I've been warning natural disasters is a part of this overall perfect storm I've been warning about specifically for a long time. And Pastor Butch, last year we had more billion-dollar disasters than we've ever had before, set an all-time record. I believe we're on pace to set another record this year. You know, of course, we just saw what just happened with Milton and Hurricane Helene. Hurricane Helene, when it's all said and done, may be the costliest and most damaging natural disaster in all of U.S. history. I mean, they're talking about with Hurricane Helene that it may take months just to get Interstate 40 back to full operation.
Yeah,
that's the interstate. There are like about 700 other roads which were knocked out of commission that they still haven't got back in operation. And you would think opening up the roads so supplies can get into these people would be one of the top priorities. But there are still hundreds and hundreds of roads that are closed. And like I mentioned earlier, that about half the people calling to FEMA can't even get through, can't even get someone who will pick up the phone, you know, when people are calling in for assistance, because that many people were devastated by Hurricane Helene. But Pastor Butch, I'm telling you, what we've seen so far, it's been horrific, but natural disasters will be another major theme
That's
of
right.
2025.
I agree, and we know they're man-made also. That's also part of our judgment. Let's talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hi, Pastor. Real quick, how is Marsha?
Better. Still got to watch her. She's on blood thinner, like I said, and had increased blood pressure meds, but she's doing a little better. Thank you.
Okay, good. So she's out of the hospital then? She's home.
Oh, she went in the hospital. They didn't keep her. I took her over to the emergency room. They sent her home with some medicine, so.
Okay. She's okay. She's doing okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So we're thinking about her and praying for
okay.
her.
Okay. Thank you.
Now. Yeah, you guys are talking about North Carolina, and I wanted to bring up the Bible page that was in the Bible that was impaled on a fence post open to Revelations chapters 14 and 15. The rest of the Bible was ruined, completely illegible. I told you about this. Those pages were clear, as if the book had just been free, easily readable. That is God's message.
I agree.
Babylon's going to fall, and the vials are going to be released on the earth.
I totally agree, Jen. I hate to say that, but it's true. I had no point in denying it.
It's true.
I don't mean to rush you. I mean, hurry up. We got another call coming. Go ahead. What else you want to say very quickly?
Everything's biblical. It's all biblical. The word unprecedented has just been part of every story. Unprecedented.
Yes, yes,
no,
yes.
It's a warm up.
Yes.
To the event. And we were going to watch the wrath of God. And if you are with God, if you are His child, and He knows it, you'll be okay. No matter what happens, you'll be okay.
Well, and you know, the worst thing that happened is we die and get to go be with Him. So what? That's the best thing that could happen. So don't worry about it, right? I got to jump. Thanks for calling. I love you. I got to jump. But thanks a lot for the call, sweetheart. Thank you. She's such a sweet lady. Let's talk to Kevin in Ohio. Kevin, come on in.
Hi, Pastor. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good to hear from you.
This is a wonderful, good opportunity to speak with Michael Snyder. His book, The Bloodlands, is the best journalistic investigated book I've ever read about the end of World War II.
Wow.
I've been to Belarus a lot of times and to the sites of many mass graves, cities out in the south of Minsk and that region out there, and in nowhere's land, be monuments and fields. And I thank you, Michael Snyder, for writing that book. What do you, and how it pertains to how we're being deprived right now, and the results, what happens tomorrow.
Okay. Nice call, Kevin. You have any comments real quickly, Michael?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to say that I wasn't the author of that particular book, but I have written 9 books, which are currently available, but I didn't write that particular book.
Oh, okay. I was thinking you were Michael Snyder, though. I mean, this author of Bloodlands.
Well, there are other Michael Snyders out there, but no, I'm definitely Michael Snyder, but I'm not the author of that particular book.
Yeah, well, he wrote about what happened after World War II between Russia and Germany after the war ended, and all the deprivation of all the people, and all the cannibalism, and how it works, and all that. And people just don't know what they're coming.
No, they really don't. Well, Kevin, good hearing from you. Been a long time. Don't be a stranger, okay?
I won't be. I just found out that you're up and running again, and you know, thank you, Lord, for that.
All right, buddy. God bless. Appreciate it.
And your brother.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you so much. Well, Mike, we're down about the last minute and a half. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, I just encourage everyone, just read the book of Revelation over and over and over, because that's the roadmap of what's coming. We really are living in perilous times, no matter how this election turns out. But we need to get our focus on God. It's such an important time to get people saved. So if you know someone that doesn't know the Lord, or that is confused, or is on the wrong path, I did just write a book. It's entitled Why. It's available on Amazon.com. But give it to this time of the year. Give it for the holidays, for anyone that's unsaved, anyone that needs to get on the right path, because it's an incredibly powerful book for turning people in the right direction.
Well, Michael Snyder, I want to thank you for joining me tonight. And I know you stay busy, and I don't mean to bother you a lot. I try not to do that. But thank you for joining us tonight. And I hope we can do it again sometime if the Lord allows us to go on a little while longer.
Absolutely, Pastor Butch. I always love being on with you. I think this election is such a major turning point, and I think things are going to start moving very rapidly now once we get past this election.
Well, I don't know what the future holds exactly, but I know America is being judged, and we've just seen the beginning of it. I don't care which one gets in, America is going to be judged. So only God knows the future for sure. But that's why we try to pair each other and other people also. So thank you, Michael. Please keep in touch with me and keep me posting all the writings you do. I appreciate them very much. I do use them a lot in our magazine. And I post them online, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor Butch.
Talk to you soon. Folks, love you. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.